Chairman, I'd make the motion that we pay Ron Gordon's overtime as requested.
A second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approved Ron's overtime as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
So much for short and sweet, huh?
Yeah, you blew that bad. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are we still on the short and sweet rule?
Yeah.
Please, not by your description. Please.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Mary, thank you.
You're welcome, Ron. How's Mike today?
I'm good.
I'm not worried. I don't have a whole lot.
We've done a whole week of being late. On day two of
Mr. Sheriff, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Ruthie told me last night that your dad's having surgery.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
He had a double hernia. Probably didn't help that he shoveled the high school track. So
I guess my question is, why isn't he going to Subway?
We tried. I don't know. I don't know why he won't.
I'm sorry.
Where's he having his surgery at?
Jackson.
Jackson?
And I have no idea who is even there, but I'm so impressed with them at that Intermountain.
Right.
You know, yeah. Well, I haven't seen him. I think he's hooked. He's obsessed with this arrowhead.
Oh, making arrowheads.
Well, but he's found a bunch.
Oh.
You know, I think, I mean, it's, with this all this rain and stuff,
oh, yeah.
He's out and about and just... He's enjoying that.
Yeah, well, track. Yeah.
Because the fishing in the
track took a lot of time.
I can tell you that.
Did you end up going to Soda?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys do good?
No.
No.
No. Very disappointing.
Hey, thanks.
But the water, I couldn't believe how warm the water was. It was almost 60 degrees.
Really?
But I went to Fontenelle with Tex, and we didn't catch anything there. The water there was 57 degrees.
Really?
And I think it's because of the mud. I think it's,
that seems really warm.
Well, for this time of year it is. Absolutely. So, I don't know. So, I guess this job isn't keeping me from anything. Mr. Hen, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Commissioner?
Well, just, easy on that. easy on that. Who's next?
Robin.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. We are behind.
You think?
Makes it fun, though.
Oh, good times. Oh, good times. I don't know why anybody would want to come see me at my office during budget week.
Yeah.
By the time I get back, I'm ready to fight.
You made it. You're famous this morning.
I am.
Mm-hmm. I'll read you the text. It shows a picture and it says, Casey's speech was amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all in tears.
All right, we're back in session. Sorry about the wait, folks, but we'll hope that you folks can put us back on schedule. Robin, come on up.
I'll do my best. I'll be quick.
All right, quick's great.
That's what Ron said.
That was our last appointment, too, was quick.
Well, unless you have lots of questions, this will be best. So Mary, did they all got the MOU, right, the copy of it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have it here.
Okay. So there's a copy here for everyone. So this is just the operating agreement that we function under with. That's the original.
So this is applying for a grant.
No. This is the MOU.
Oh, this is the MOU.
So this is what the
this is. Okay.
The
okay. All right. This is the standard.
Yep. And so it's every 5 years, it's due for a renewal of a signature. And
right.
Were there any changes?
The only change was they added, and it's kind of funny in our community, they added high-speed connectivity. So we'll live with what we got, which is, you know what, so. That's the only change, and it was just kind of a, you know, a stab at trying to get someone to pay attention, not necessarily.
What is that, Robin?
Where it says the county provides high-speed connectivity, internet, wherever.
So can they hold us to that?
To its best ability?
No, yeah, really, they can't hold you to it. I mean, we're better than it. We're better than we were in February, so.
Okay, so Mary or Robin, do you want to briefly explain for the new commissioners how it works with this MOU? We provide the office space and half the, how, you know, this is what the MOU addresses.
Yeah, we have an MOU with University of Wyoming for extension services to our county. And the mechanics of this is that we pay half of the salary to the University of Wyoming. Robin's a University of Wyoming employee, she's not a county employee. And then we provide the office space and the support staff to support her program.
And you guys don't pay. We also have, let's see, there's right now 4 and a couple positions froze, area educators that serve our county. And area educators that serve our county. And the university doesn't ask county commissioners to contribute to that for obvious reasons, because they serve 5 counties. So I'm the only county-based person here. And then you provide the support staff.
So the extension agent, what we used to call the county agents, they're 100% funded, salary funded by the university. That's what I thought.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is the same deal we've been having.
Same thing forever. There's nothing new.
So earlier there was a question that they were talking about altering your job description.
And that has gone away for 1 year. We have a 1 year reprieve.
For a 1 year.
1 year. Okay. So it'll probably be back on discussions in the next year.
Discuss it again next year.
So
if you need our help, let us know.
I will. Yeah, the more you can voice at the county.
Chairman, I move to approve the MOU. And it's only 5 years?
It's a five year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll have you sign it later.
Okay.
Tom seconded it. It has been moved and seconded that we enter into a memorandum of understanding between the University of Wyoming and Sublette County for extension services for 5 years. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'm short one copy on this one because our copier exploded before I left, so I don't know what happened, but
that's the signed one.
Here's the one, Andy. No, maybe not. Maybe Mary has one that has a signature on it. So this is the 1 year reprieve we have that you're asked to pay the half of my salary. So and that's all they're asking for this year, no benefits.
So this is
and
different.
We do this annually. Yep.
So Robin, this first one that we just did, my copy has 5 pages. Whatever the commissioner's got is 3 pages.
Really?
Yep.
You know why? Our copier, that's right. Our copier is having some issues this morning, so let's use yours. It won't flip the 2-sided copiers this morning. I don't know why. So you're probably missing the signature page on this one, too.
And then I have the next one I have is 3 pages.
Okay, yep, they're missing the signature pages.
Okay, I'll have you sign that one as well.
That one?
You did? Nice. Okay. You probably got my original.
Oh, this one. So not on the second one.
We still need to agree to the compensation agreement. Still need to accept that by motion.
Yeah. So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the annual compensation agreement between Sublette County and the University of Wyoming for extension services. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Right. Then the last thing, I just need some guidance from you all. Obviously, we have pigs in the barn again, and there's a need for me to haul manure every now and then. And we donate the use of our old dump truck, and I haul it with that. But I've also been donating the use of my tractor, which is kind of a pain in the rear, to be real honest. And my husband would really like me to pursue someone else's tractor. So I'm writing a grant, and I talked to Mary about this. I just need guidance from you. So there's two ways we could do it. I could write it through the county, but the problem is I think I have a higher success rate of writing a grant through 4-H than through a county. I mean, people are going to feel more sorry for me than they are you, right? But the issue I have is then it becomes 4-H property, which is fine. We're okay with that. But anytime something becomes 4-H property, it's also property of the University of Wyoming. So my fear is that maybe at some point it could leave Sublette County.
And right.
So I would just like permission to write the grant on behalf of 4-H, get the tractor, and donate the tractor.
And I think that would be the best way to do it on behalf of 4-H, just because if it is county, then we have issues with who runs it.
Right.
I mean, it has to be a county employee qualified to run it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, she's going to donate the tractor to the county.
What's so that?
I can't probably
oh, you're going to donate it to the county? Yeah, see, that's the problem. We've got road and bridge equipment. We've got maintenance equipment. These are all county employees.
Okay.
So we've got a liability issue.
We'll just do it under 4-H then.
Would this be at the fairgrounds?
No.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's 4-H barn.
Oh, at the 4-H barn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then, Mr. Chairman, if it remains 4-H equipment, we probably have to have some sort of an agreement or whatever with that equipment on our property. We need to talk to Matt and find out how that would work.
Yeah.
I think the best way is that it stay 4-H property, and then we'll have to just talk to Matt on how to use that on county property.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm
still
have to call Road and Bridge to come shovel out, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to they have enough to do.
Yeah. You know?
And I mean, it's our job, so.
So, okay. So I'd say, yeah, pursue that as far as 4-H goes, and then
okay.
We'll need to chat with Matt.
Okay. Right. Perfect. That's all I needed.
Okay.
I got you caught back up.
Thanks for catching us back up. Almost. Mike's going to catch us up the rest of the way,
thanks.
Though, I know. Come on up, Mike.
Morning, Commissioners.
How are you?
How are you? Did you dress up for us?
I did.
Just talk into the mic.
Into the mic, Mike.
Mike.
Into the talk into the mic, Mike.
Thank you. Alrighty, I got a request from Mike Miller and Milford Lockwood in regards to the Crandall Ditch, which is where the Green River crosses 351, where they put that new bridge in, on the east side upriver or north of the bridge. The river was starting to cut away at the riverbanks. Very aggressively, and was within 7 feet last Wednesday of taking the ditch out, which services roughly 1,000 acres. There was some emergency watershed protection dollars available through NRCS for this type of situation, but instead of the normal farm bill or NRCS programs where the landowner applies, this one's set up to where a county or local government has to apply. And so, to cut it short, the district could apply, but we needed a co-sponsor because we needed to have taxing and eminent domain authority, which in the history of the program, according to Jennifer Hayward, has never been utilized within the state of Wyoming. But it nevertheless is a requirement by the NRCS. So, just to let you know, we did get a declaration. Astrid signed that declaration Friday afternoon. For the whole Upper Green River, so any other projects won't have to go through this declaration process. Sure. It just has to go through the qualification process. So I'm in the middle right now today when I get back of finishing that for this Crandall Ditch. But just wanted to thank you for the timely response.
Can I borrow that for a second? We need to ratify this. I sign. So moved.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and just read this really quick. First of all, we have a motion and a second to ratify the action that was taken on June 1st. This is a letter to National Resources, Conservation Service, and CASPER. We understand that as a co-sponsor of an emergency watershed project, EWP, we must show that we have the ability to levy taxes and exercise the power of eminent domain. The ability to levy taxes is provided in Wyoming statute The ability to exercise eminent domain is provided in Wyoming statute. The ability, and then it quotes what those statutes are. This is the important part. In the extraordinarily unlikely event that either of these authorities would be necessary, there's a typo there, yeah. Larry.
I know the stat on the email.
What is that supposed to say?
See,
the.
Here it is.
Okay.
Necessary to use, or necessary use of this authority.
Okay. In the extraordinary, unlikely event that either of these authorities would be necessary.
To use this authority.
Yeah, to use.
The what? To use this authority. The use of these authorities would be at the sole discretion of the Sublette County Commissioners, which has declared it will not, under any circumstance, make use of these abilities. Okay. Everybody get that? Okay. Just wanted to make sure that was there. And then it puts my contact information. Please contact me for any additional information that you might need in assessing our request. And that was signed by myself last Friday, because it was an emergency and we couldn't wait till today. So today we need to ratify this. There has been a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, and then just one additional update. It's on Mike Miller's property too, so that's the eminent domain thing's a moot point, and taxing to get access is what that's put in there for. And they did reroute the ditch this weekend and bought another, they're now 50 feet away from the river, but I, as of yesterday, was lost 10 inches between the morning and the afternoon when I was there, so it's still moving. We're not there yet, but
okay, go ahead.
Is there any concern with federal regulation or authority, since this is a Class 1 waterway, on your part in terms of anticipation, delay, or anything like that?
Right now, we're trying to get Army Corps, we as the collective group, Chad Espenshed's the one leading the charge on getting the Corps permit, but Tom Johnson with the Cheyenne, at Cheyenne with the Army Corps, is working on it, but there is some delays because of, one, the stretch, the length, and it being a Class 1. But once we get the Corps permit, then it'll be they'll be able to move forward with it. They have rock staged, not enough rock,
right?
Because it's grown in size, but there's rock there. And then I know I've had conversations with Commissioner Noble in regards to some alternative rock sources, maybe on Fremont Lake Road, if it meets the specs, or something that we can tackle instead of driving to South Pass to get the rocks. So,
okay, perfect.
All right,
thanks, Mike.
We will see you guys tomorrow morning.
Prompt help. Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Hold on, Mike.
Well, Mike's here. Maybe just a quick update on the EA that the district did the work on. We had the grant from ERG. The grant money covered ERGs. This was the EA to grant the field office manager the authority to issue temporary non-renewable. In other words, if we're late getting on the forest. We're short $6,300 of covering all the costs. The district went ahead and did it. I contacted yesterday Green River Valley Cattlemen, and they're in the process of having an executive committee meeting to see how much they can contribute towards this cause. So I just wanted to let Mike know that, Will, and all of us at the same time.
Yeah, and I did clarify some questions by the Secretary Kim Bright of the Cattlemen's yesterday by email, and then just so you know, the last day for Western Watersheds projects to protest is the 9th. It is final right now. Caleb has all the authority to issue them. Even if Western Watersheds appeals, they have to get a stay in order to stop the issuance of the temporary permits. So, if you see me running down Main Street next week, hooping and hollering, it's because He didn't appeal.
Keep your clothes on.
Yeah, I will. I don't need the sheriff to. Alrighty, thank you guys. See you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Sheriff, come on up.
Commissioners, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
I'll be short and brief again, as usual. Just to update on our discussion from yesterday to give you a final count on the jail doors. So talking with Lieutenant Dunning, there will only be six of the doors that we were talking about that eventually need replacement. So
that's way better than 20.
Yes. So but apparently there are two different types of doors. There's only six that need the full mechanism or change out. So that were original doors when the facility was built. So okay. To help clarify that. The other thing, of course, the Wyolink meeting yesterday, I sat down and talked with Shad, and we will probably set a date here in the near future as a collective to talk to you about direction going forward and where we need to proceed.
Good.
And hopefully by the end of the month we can get that taken care of.
That'd be good.
My last item is just a question to you all, and I just wanted to see if in the past would you like to see a monthly report of any kind, arrests, calls for service. Do you see a need for that?
Honestly, I don't believe I do.
Okay.
I can't talk for these other gentlemen, but I don't think I need to see that.
All right. And is there anything,
if we need that information, we know where you live.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, busy weekend coming up. I'm sure Shad will talk about fire days this afternoon in Bondurant. We've got Bike-a-Palooza. So the town of Pinedale is the grand opening of their new bike service. We have the Lippincott Cancer Walk in Daniel. I think there's a couple other events in town as well. So
yeah. Lots going on.
Yes. Yep. That's it's getting good. Busy.
Commissioner.
Going back to the Wyolink thing.
Yes.
You and Shad are kind of on the same page.
Yes, we are.
Super.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, good. I'm not even going to go any further than that.
Just leave it there, Mac.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I'll fly off the handle later.
Good.
All right. Any questions for Sheriff Lear?
No.
Nope. Okay. I don't.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Mac, you want to start the bills, and then we can start any discussion on old business that you might have. We'll get some bills paid and start into that.
Would you like me to start?
Yeah, go ahead. And,
oh, shoot, I didn't bring your stamps.
Okay, yeah, why don't you go ahead and start with the old business then, Mac?
The first thing...
I know you got to be here for old business.
Recess, brief.
Let's take a break.
Right?
Yep.
Take a split second.
As soon as you get back, then we'll start old business.
Okay, what else did I have?
You can start signing up my hand.
No. Oh, shit. You're getting that look on your face like Dr. Burnett used to at the school board, like, okay. Just calm down. Just take a pill. Take some drugs.
Yeah. No. I know exactly what you're thinking because I'm thinking the same thing.
Well, I'm sorry. And they said yesterday was good.
Yeah. We got a recess. I'll hand you my handy dandy card here, guys.
Okay.
And basically, to put in the wallet and remind yourself that. I think all of us need to do this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It really doesn't matter.
I want the short one.
You want a little one?
I want the little one. Give me Tom's.
Okay. You got the shortest one.
I'm feeling ergonomically challenged.
Okay, there you go.
He's on the
So did you guys discover that when they went to WCCA, they billed us individually for?
Yeah, and I don't have the receipt for it.
Well, I don't either, but I got it off my credit card.
Well, so mine should be in the mail.
I have a decision for you about your WCCA stuff. So, but if you want to do your old business,
yeah,
okay,
because I got some stuff for you.
Give me
okay. let's start with old business. Then go right ahead, Mac.
Here's my sheet. We did the interviews for the VSO officer, and they went very well. All the candidates did a really nice job, and I think the people in Rock Springs, with our input, I think we hired the right person, and hopefully she'll be going to work, and they'll be coming to Big Piney one day a week rather than every other week, one day a month. And if it works, if it doesn't work, they'll go back to the old system. The Force Collaborative that I was at was moved very quickly. They got a lot of work done. And so they're moving forward with that, and I think it'll end. I think there's one more meeting, then they're kind of done for the summer. And where's my...
Do you know when the next meeting is?
Yeah, I do.
I need to write
I got a... Where'd my little calendar go? Oh, it's right here. The next meeting is the 21st.
21st?
Yes. And we seem to have a whole lot of things going on.
A whole bunch going
on the
21st. That's all right. Commissioner Noble's going to take the rest of them on the 21st. So we're in business.
So I don't have to go?
That'd be good.
Is that at the fire hall again?
Yes. From nine to three.
Okay. I'll try and make that one too, Mac.
Yeah. Well, I was excited because I got to vote.
He was the alternate, and you weren't
she spoke
there.
To me too.
Well, maybe I'll go and still let you vote.
Well, no, that's all right. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Noble.
At the last meeting with Joe Sharkey and the other parties involved in the wideband comments, there was a lady by the name of Angela Rush there, just introducing herself. She's with Work Department Services. She's going to probably get on the agenda and just come talk to us.
Okay. She's on the agenda for the 20th meeting.
Okay. So, there's more, but I don't remember.
You know, that'll only get worse.
I can't do two things at once.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. If you remember.
I'll remember. Get back to me.
All right, sounds good. Commissioner Burnett.
I have nothing to report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Commissioner Bowles. Well, ding! Okay, go ahead, Commissioner Nolan.
I have more conversation with the generator on top of Mount Erie.
Oh, yeah. All right. Fill us in.
They went back and dug up all the emails pertaining to this. The maintenance is, to the best of my knowledge, Bob Rules.
So the agreement says that KPIN does the maintenance on it?
Yes. The generator runs fine. Dave Smith did fill the propane tank, which is only 100 gallon tank. And the generator exercises every Wednesday. So the tank needs constant maintenance. And it is under Bob Rules.
Okay. Would... you like to contact Mr. Rule?
No, I believe he contacted you.
Well, as chairman.
Hey, let me rephrase this.
I like that.
Yeah. Delegation of authority.
I'm going to rephrase this. Commissioner Noble, will you please contact Mr. Rule and explain to him?
Some of the other details that were involved with that was when the power's out, that was what the generator is for. But when the power's out, Bob Rule can't transmit from his place to the generator. So this whole thing is another example of
it. It was a good idea at the time.
So in other words, it doesn't work anyway.
It won't work anyhow, unless Bob carries the generator into his office with him and plugs it in.
The generator is not hooked to his?
So the generator runs his tower, his secondary broadcast here.
Yeah.
He can't broadcast from there.
Because he needs power there, too.
Because he needs power there.
But he does run his station through an inverter on his car when the power goes out.
So there, you got it covered.
Yeah. So I do know that.
Okay. So it does work.
So it does function.
It does function.
It does function.
Okay.
Have you got copies of those emails then?
I believe Dave Smith told me he forwarded them to you and Mary.
Yeah, but those emails don't say anything about who's responsible for maintenance. How do we know?
So that was a interpretation on their part? Okay.
Do a little more investigating, will you?
Keep digging.
See if there's something written down on the agreement as to who maintains it. Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Burnett?
Nothing to report, Mr. Chairman.
That's right. Commissioner Bowles. Yeah, I forgot. I mean, it had been so long since I asked.
Well, I'll be brief. I went to WIR. Probably a lot of issues discussed there that I won't take the time to go into, but probably the biggest one was the secretarial order from Ryan Zinke that directs BLM to start over on the planning process and start over by working with local and state governments. So
good.
It looks like state will be invited, each state association, to provide probably two county commissioners from each western state. It hasn't been formalized yet. As president of WIR, I'm working with BLM in the Washington office to figure out the best way to move forward in improving the planning process with input from counties. So it's going to be tremendously time-consuming,
yeah.
But if successful, maybe tremendously rewarding.
Beautiful.
So
maybe headed in the right direction.
We hope so. Terrific. It's one of those cases, be careful what you ask for, and you might get it. And now we've got
it.
Is. And so commissioners all across the West are going to have to be willing to step up to the plate and get more involved
and
than they've
work.
Ever been before.
Yep.
So,
yep, that's bad.
Can be a good thing, but that's where a lot of my time is going to be consumed in the next 6 months, probably.
No doubt.
How about 6 years?
Yeah. There's a deadline on that. The secretary gave BLM like 6 months to get back to him with some ideas.
Oh, really?
So not a final product, but with ideas. And so if anybody has ideas on how to give local government a greater role in BLM planning, I'm all ears. I've got some ideas, but open to any and all ideas.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Bowsman. Anything further?
No, that's all I take time with today.
In light of yesterday's tragedy, we need to figure out what we're going to do with the Endow program.
What
is that? That is the economic development deal that the governor has put into place, and we were getting BART involved in that. The end of that is the end of this month, is that right, Mary?
30th, yes.
30th of June.
30th of June?
I think so. In government time, huh?
Elaine Zippel, or...
Moving at the speed of government.
In my last conversation with Bart, he said that he'd been in contact with Elaine Zippel.
He had been.
And she was going to walk him through this endow by the 30th.
Well, if anybody has any bright ideas as to who we can get involved in that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, for now, maybe. Tom, have you got time to meet with Elena?
Oh, I can meet with Elena.
And go through that. One thing I'll bring up, and this was brought up at WIR, actually. Rio Blanco County, Colorado, is a population of about 6,000 people, rural county, and they launched an effort here a few years ago to get, I don't want to say high-speed internet, but what's the word?
Broadband.
Broadband. And they have, in Rio Blanco County, Colorado, they have broadband to every home in Rio Blanco County. And I know the county commissioner, and if anybody wants more information, I can put you in contact with him. I don't have details on what it cost or how they went about doing it, but they're very pleased with it, and they've greatly enhanced their effort to move forward with economic development in that county.
Can you email me that contact?
Yeah,
Joel,
I'll do that.
Try and... And I'll give you my Zoom phone call, and I don't know where that.
All right. I tell you what, Commissioner Noble, I will contact Bob at the radio station and let him know that the generator is up.
You're feeling sorry.
No, I'm still going to let you bird dog the agreements.
Okay.
But I'll communicate with the Bob and let him know
the generator is
currently up and running, and we're researching the agreement on who is responsible for maintenance. How's that? That sound correct?
I'll try and reach out to Dave Langford and see if he recalls any more details.
And it would be really nice to have something in writing if there was.
I will have.
Okay. So I'll share that one with you. How's that? All right. Let's see. What else?
Tom, you got any comment about our meeting, whatever it is, on the 21st with
Joe Sharkey?
No,
Silver Star. Joe will be there. Towns. I don't remember which town. One town wasn't able. I think Piney or Marbleton.
Marbleton.
Wasn't able to make it, but.
No, I'm sorry. It was Big Piney. Yeah, Jenkins.
There will be no decisions made. It's just another informational piece on what Silver Star has put together to possibly provide in this county. Joe is still working diligently on the options he's going to present to us, what direction we should go.
Do you know when that's going to be, when he's doing his...
Yeah, is there a time frame on that presentation?
Not at the current. Are we in a hurry?
No, I just wondered when it was going to...
Joe is actually going back...
Got a busy summer.
Washington, D.C., and could be this week or next. He's got letters to the cat-finding people, trying to explain our situation in more detail, how no one's taking the grant money because they can't provide to the last mile.
Right.
So we're trying to get them to open-mindedly let us provide the backfill with that money. And then we'll let the private contractors take the last mile. That's where he's at.
Okay. You've been receiving the emails, Tom, then, about the YDOT advisory committees?
I am signed up for that meeting. I don't recall when it is, but it's in Jackson.
Yep.
I will be there unless something further happens.
Excellent.
Lines are good to the pool.
Okay. And I do have something that I need to discuss with you gentlemen regarding personnel. Yeah, but we'll need to go into an executive session in order to do that.
Want to do that now?
I am finished then with my old business. Does anybody else have any?
I think Mary has something on WCCB.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'll do it when you finish up with your vouchers.
Okay.
Okay.
Motion to go in executive session. Discuss personnel.
It has been moved and seconded that we go into executive session to discuss personnel. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.